A rift has emerged along now familiar fault lines in the House and Senate education spending plans. The chambers are again at odds over how to count what's known as the required local effort to fund public schools. I'm Lynn Hatter. The required local effort is exactly what it sounds like, the local share of dollars that helps fund public schools around the state. The money mostly comes from local property tax revenues. As property values rise, owners pay more in taxes, which translates into more dollars for schools. The Senate wants to count the increase in its budget. The $535 million in additional local school spending is based largely on those collections, says Senate Education Budget Chairman David Simmons.
We'll have that so that we will be able to discuss it with our colleagues in the House. We have great respect for them and their analysis and their opinions on this issue, and obviously we'll look forward to a discussion with them on this based upon what the facts are and what this number truly comprises.
If the Senate gets its way, local school districts will draw the money down through changes in their required local effort, the amount of money they add to the property taxes. But there is a problem. And that problem is in the Florida House.
In our budget, the House's commitment to reducing taxes specifically results in a $509.4 million savings for property owners, as this recommended budget keeps the required local effort the same for fiscal year 2017-2018 as it was in 2015-2016 and 2016-2017.
House Education Chairman Manny Diaz is not interested in collecting the extra dollars. Diaz and House Speaker Richard Corcoran have argued if more money is being collected through higher property values, that's a tax increase on homeowners. Instead, Diaz wants to use state money to offset the increase in local effort. He calls it a rollback.
So again, line 2C shows you that in our budget we expend that $509 million to buy that rollback.
The House plan would require local districts to collect less money, and they do that by rolling back their portion of the millage rate. Due mostly to differences in how to fund the required local effort, the House and Senate are about $540 million apart in their education spending plans. Simmons says the House's way could be seen as a tax cut if districts are required to roll back their taxes in order to allow the state to fill in the gap. And he argues the Senate's reliance on increasing values does not amount to a tax hike.
There is a difference between maintaining a level and actually giving a tax cut. And so this is not a tax increase. It is simply keeping things as they are and then including the new construction that comes on to the tax rolls.
But House leaders have been firm about their stance. Let the state use its dollars to fund the spending increase to public schools. Under Florida law, the legislature has one job, to fund a budget. And those debates have now begun. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.